You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
Very good. Less than 2 hours now, you head to City Council to hand the budget over to them, and then they begin their work. How are things looking for you this evening?
Well, it's a tough night. It's been a tough couple days, and we're just beginning the process. But this is the toughest budget yet. It is tough times. I hope that it gets better. I hope we can pass the millage. I hope we can get more revenue sharing dollars. But I can't build a budget on hopes and wishes. I have to build a budget based on numbers and facts, and that's what makes it a pretty ugly scenario.
And you're building on a $98 million general fund budget is what you're working with at this point.
That's correct. It'll be the lowest budget since 2001. It basically puts us back to 2001. And, of course, that's very difficult to do given prices of today. If you think about energy, just gas prices, we've got to run police cars and fire engines and snow trucks. So everything is costing more, and we're back to 2001 levels. So that gives you an idea of the cuts that are necessary and how drastically it's going to change city services. In the past, up to this point, as you know, Cheryl, I've balanced five budgets with no tax increase and with cuts, and we've cut $42 million up to this point. And we've been able to continue to provide, I think, a pretty good quality of life and a pretty good level of service in the city. Our response time to 911 really hasn't changed. We plow the streets. They are not as pockmarked as they might be. We fill potholes up to this point. Now, this is where the rubber hits the road. This budget, I'm sounding the alarm because I just don't see how we're not going to affect the quality of service with this level of cuts, cutting essentially 20% of the budget. People are going to feel it. We've been able to do, if not more with less, the same with less up to this point. But from this point forward, we will be doing less with less.
And you have said that before. This time things will change and we will notice it. Citizens in the city of Lansing will notice this.
It pains me greatly, Cheryl, to say that. And, I don't say it with pride. I don't say it as a threat. It's just reality. I owe the people honesty. As I say, I balanced five budgets. I said no to any tax increase. We made the tough decisions. We implemented deficiencies. We picked the low-hanging fruit. People made sacrifices. We cut pay from top to bottom. Labor made concessions. We had furlough days. We are reorganizing departments. Our non-public safety departments are down 25%. We've lost over 200 individuals who have not been replaced when they retire. But this time, we're talking layoffs. This time, unfortunately, we're talking about 60 police officers. We're talking about 60 firefighters and three fire stations. It can't be done. I can't balance this budget and hold public safety harmless. I can't do it this time because it's over 50% of our budget. I can't ignore police and fire. They have been held harmless largely up to this point. That's not to say that policemen and firemen haven't taken concessions, that our men and women in our departments haven't made concessions, but we've been able to keep our numbers up, and it's just impossible with this 20% cut.
Well, and has been spread around and talked about, about 60 firefighters and 60 police officers that could be what goes. And people get scared when they hear that, frankly. As you're being honest, as a citizen, I don't live in the city of Lansing, but I hold it dear. That gets scary.
Yes, and it is. It is to me. And again, that's why I'm sounding the alarm, and that's why I'll be voting for the millage increase on May 3rd. Personally, as a citizen, I'm voting for it. That's why I supported the council putting that on the ballot. I think voters should have a chance to choose. Two-thirds of people are getting a tax cut. My taxes on my home are going down. And if I vote for this millage increase, my taxes will still go down. So I can get the services and still get a tax cut. Two-thirds of residents are in that position. I hope they'll consider that option, because if the millage passes and we get a little revenue sharing with luck back, we'll be looking at maybe a $10 million cut. And that's, better 10 than 20. Believe me, you will feel the difference between 10 and 20. So I want to keep those response times up. I don't want to close those fire stations, but I have to be honest with folks. There's nowhere else to go. I'm not trying to punish any one department. I'm not trying to punish any people. It's a very difficult decision. No mayor wants to lay off police and fire. I've gone 5 years leaving them largely untouched. It just can't be done. It's over 50% of the budget. And so I hope that it will get better, but I have to present a budget based on facts. I have to play the cards that I'm dealt. And so, look, it will be a balanced budget. I'm required by the city charter and the state law to provide a balanced budget. It is balanced. We have a AA credit rating. I'm hoping to hold on to that credit rating. We are nowhere near receivership. We are in better shape, Cheryl, than most cities. That's a fact. Even with our deficit, we are in better shape fiscally than most cities. But I'm also concerned about the quality of life in our neighborhoods and the response time and so on. So I hope that we do get some assistance with that millage increase, and I'm also fighting like heck to get back some of our revenue sharing dollars. So I hope a couple months from now we're looking at a much better scenario.
Well, and that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, sir, is about the revenue sharing with statutory being eliminated. Other than if you can kind of out of about a $200 million pot, everybody's kind of competing for it. Kind of sounds like to me. Do you do your budget based on no statutory revenue sharing, and then if you get some, you jump for joy?
That's exactly right. I mean, we have plans in place. We have contingency plans, so we know exactly what we would do with it. But I can't build a budget based on hopes and dreams. We make plans in that regard, and we have hope, but I have to do it based on the numbers. And the state took away $7 million in revenue sharing, and they reduced the pot that all governments are now competing for. I'm not happy about that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that's our money, and the state is pocketing that. I'm hopeful that we'll get some of that back. I am genuinely hopeful. But again, I can't build a budget on it. If we get it back, we'll have no problem restoring. But this is an all-cuts budget. You know, I don't like it. I wouldn't prefer to do it that way, but I have to build a budget based on the numbers and the facts that I have today. I have to be as honest as I can with the public and with the council, and that's what I've done. And Jerry Ambrose and our budget team has done a phenomenal job. They, too, are working with fewer people. They've worked double time and overtime to get this budget done. And like I say, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make adjustments to it in a positive way, because I want to be able to fill some potholes. Do you know there's virtually nothing in this budget to fill potholes? There just isn't the money there. The state has cut back in that regard. You know, they haven't done anything about road revenue for years. And so we're down in that regard. You know, money that we spent to plow roads and to salt roads is money that we won't be able to spend on filling potholes. So, again, if that millage passes on May 3rd, we'll have money for roads. We've got some of that earmarked. It'll be 80 or 90% police and fire, but there'll be some money to provide for local road repair. Otherwise, all we're doing is the ones where there are state projects.
Well, and I think if they haven't heard it before or understood it, they're getting now that this May 3rd millage vote is a very important vote, and folks need to study it, pay attention to it, and be ready to vote.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Cheryl. And, you know, the thing to remember is, if people think I'm playing games, people say, oh, no, he's got money. There's no money hidden. We're not the federal government. I can't print money. When I have a deficit, I can't say, oh, I'll address this over 5 years, you know, 10 years. That would be great. I have to fix this deficit now. If the deficit is $20 million, it's $20 million that has to come out this next year. That's the reality of local government. This is where rubber hits the road. When people call 911, they're calling us. When it snows, we're responsible. Either we have the resources to respond or we don't, and we need the resources.
Well, you present the budget to City Council tonight, then the clock starts ticking for their work, and they have 7 weeks to get it ready to go. Sir, I appreciate your time, as I always do. Best to you for the meeting tonight, and we'll obviously follow this along all the way.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero on tonight's City Council meeting. As we said, he takes his budget, his plan, over to City Council at 7 o'clock tonight. And as I said, that's when the clock starts ticking. They have 7 weeks to have this ready and to present. And the May 3rd four millage vote comes up as well. So all of these things important. There's a lot going on people need to pay attention to. When we come back, Lansing Senator Gretchen Whitmer will be with us. Has some interesting things, a press conference today about education in Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.